Hello, everybody. Welcome to Marketing Monday. This is Christina Elkins Thomas, founder of Digital Marketing Mogul. About to log into Instagram land real quick for Marketing Monday. Today, we're going to talk about the systems that I use in my business. And hopefully, I'll just talk about some of the benefits, some of the pros and cons of some of the different systems that I use to run my business every single day, the systems that I log into. All right. So this week is going to be a little bit more laid back. Right, so I kind of want to touch on overcoming the superwoman syndrome, balance, and the five systems that I use in my business every week. So I want to do a podcast style because this is a podcast, and so I don't want to just like come on here and talk about the systems and log off. So for the sake of the podcast, I wanted to kind of touch on some other things, right? So one thing that 2019 taught me was to not think that I can do every single thing, like, without needing help and trying to be superwoman all the time. So I think that as women, especially as I don't know about you, but I'm a woman of color, right? So I think sometimes, like, as women, especially for women of color, I don't know if I can't speak for any other demographic because I'm not from those demographics. But I know for myself, like, a lot of times, I feel like I have to handle everything and try to take care of everything and, you know, kind of save everything all the time. And I think sometimes for women of color, because of the way things are set up with us, especially with our men, sometimes, you know, our men can, it can be a challenge sometimes finding balance, knowing when to man down, you know, like knowing when to be like, okay, no, I'm gonna let you handle that, babe. You know, like I'm just gonna fall back. Especially for me personally, I'm married. I've been married for 15 years. And so I think just finding that balance, because for us, it's like there's that independent woman thing. And then there's like, just, I don't know. There's no end to it. So sometimes I know for me and the women in my family, we have very strong personalities. We're very strong women. Like my grandmother, she had stage 4 cancer, and she was like, even on her deathbed, like the last day I saw her, she got off of her bed and like legit gave me a hug. And I was so convinced because I was watching her from, you know, I went to the nursing home to see her or whatever. And she, you know, I thought, you know, I didn't think that was the last day I was going to see her, because she legit got off of her bed and gave me a hug and, you know, said my husband's name and everything. So I think that sometimes as women, a lot of times we put pressure on ourselves to be strong and independent, not always because it's self-inflicted. Like sometimes we do that because we have no other choice, especially when it comes to survival, when it comes to having to, you know, take care of things on your own, or not really being able to like rely on anybody else. So then when we get in relationships, it's hard to be able to, you know, balance it all and know when to be, for it to be okay for you not to be okay, and understand that it's okay for you to not have to handle everything all the time. So as it relates to overcoming the superwoman syndrome, I believe that this year taught me that, you know, you don't know everything and you do need help, and it's okay to go look for help, and it's okay to, you know, invest in yourself. It's okay to invest in your business. It's okay to invest in a course here or there, or it's okay to just, you know, learn from and glean from what you need to glean from in order to become who you need to become. And it's okay to seek help. It's okay to have a coach. It's okay to have questions. It's okay to cry. It's okay. It's okay, because it's all part of the process. And yes, I said that because I believe that sometimes we live in a society where, you know, especially in the Western culture, where, you know, being strong is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be strong. You're supposed to, you know, not care about things. You're supposed to be a little bit rough around the edges in order to make it through, especially in business. So if you're a woman in business, 9 times out of 10 coming into the thing, especially as a minority, you face different challenges that other, you know, people don't face. So you have to overcome that whole mindset piece on a whole nother level and just be like, you know what, skip what everybody talking about. I'm about to kill a game. I'm a beast out here. Like, you really gotta, you know, give yourself a pep talk in order to do what you need to do. So I think when it comes to overcoming the superwoman syndrome, a part of it is what I was talking about last week, delegating and just, you know, asking for help and just being able to seek out having support. And if you don't have support, I highly recommend getting a coach. I personally have more than one coach for more than one thing. I'm actually looking for like a money coach, somebody to help me like in the finance department as far as just being disciplined and doing things the way I need to do them. But I also have like a spiritual coach of sorts. So I have some spiritual support, you know, and I'm a Christian. So, you know, she's actually prophetic. Her name, shout out to Venicia Williams. She's from Britain, but she is she's affordable and she's there. And I get the spiritual support as well, the spiritual prophetic insight, as well as the practical. So I think even the Bible says when you make decisions, you want to seek wise counsel. Of course, first you want to go to the source, which is God, the creator. But even in that, you know, you want to seek out wise counsel when making decisions, right? So, yeah, I have more than one coach. I have a coach that, you know, is going to tell me the truth and put that fire under my behind and kind of put me in different rooms and different levels, on higher levels. And then I have a coach that, you know, is just there for moral support that I can actually call and let her know what's going on and just get a deeper insight. And so, again, like I was saying, I'm looking for somebody who's like more of a finance type coach. But yeah, I think that asking for help and having a strong foundation, strong processes, strong systems in place in order to put your business upon, especially there's nothing like, somebody who sometimes you get like people who are very intense. If I had to choose a word for it, I would say very intense. And so when you're dealing with personalities like that, it's good to have systems in place and processes and policies in place to cover yourself so that you're not caught off guard and so that you don't get like the bad end of the stick, if you will. But yeah, so, you know, it's important to have support. I think the part of overcoming the superwoman syndrome is being able to be vulnerable enough to ask for help and know where to go get the help, right? Because we don't want to try to seek out help from sources that are condescending or rude or just nasty. I don't know. Now, everybody to each his own. I feel like there's a difference between being nasty and condescending and being blunt. I think there's a difference between, you know, kind of looking down on the person and actually saying something because you want to help, right? So, you know, you want to seek out the right kind of help. You don't want to be, like, in a situation where you're like, why did I even come over here? Like, I'm needing help. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't come here for that. So, I think, you know, use discernment when looking for help. But finding the right type of help in order to get to where you're trying to go, it's a journey. And it's not a sprint. It is a marathon. So, as you will hear me say over and over again, it's good to play the long game. And that's where the planning comes in, because it's not always about having the perfect plan to the T, because you kind of want to leave spaces so that, you know, God can flow or situations can happen or, you know, you can flourish in different ways. But you do want to have some type of plan and direction as far as what your goals are. Be really clear about what your goals are and where you're going so that it won't be so hard for you to get there. And when it comes to balance, really, I mean, to me, there is no balance when it comes to business. Like, I used to think, and you hear it a lot, especially in church, you hear, you know, oh, you got to have mind, body, and spirit balance, this and this and that. But if you're really, really in this thing for real, you're not always going to find balance like that. You just kind of have to play it by ear. Like, some of the best business deals, some of the best business situations, customer situations that I've had have kind of been on the fly. Even though you plan, things happen on the fly. You kind of just have to go with the flow and move with the punches. And so, you know, it's good to plan, but sometimes things happen that are out of our control. When it comes to balance, I think that having a good partner is important. Somebody who understands, somebody who doesn't like give you a hard time about, you know, things that you have to do for your business and things that need to get done. And the balance comes when you know, have your list, you have your goals. You try to accomplish it the best that you can. And you have a system, like a light system, just to get things done. So I think sometimes it's good to, again, have a good support system. So if you know that, you know, you're going to be working on this project, but you're making some good money from this project, or you have like a lot of clients coming in, a lot of calls coming in, but you know, you're making a lot of money from it, use some of that money and get somebody to help you clean the house. Because mentally, you might not be there in order to do that. But you still have to have like a clean space in order to operate in. So if you're not in a position where you're making the money, but you just don't have the time, you know, it's good to do things like outsource and again, delegate the work so that you can find whatever your version. Because balance to, like for me, I'm a creative person. So, you know, those of you who know me know that I am actually like an artist, like a musical artist, like I write music or whatever. So, you know, I could be inspired at 2 o'clock in the morning and just, you know, so it's just like when it comes to balance, to each his own, like whatever means balance to you in your life, you know, the best way you can make your dreams happen, it's going to take work. It's not going to be like easy to pursue, especially like if you have a full-time job and you're kind of fairly new to entrepreneurship. Like it's not always going to be like a cookie cutter dream. Like there's a grind to it. There's a grind to it. You might have to be up to 1, 2 o'clock in the morning sometime to still get up and take care of responsibilities and do what you have to do. Your morning routine, say your prayer, read your book and keep it moving. Then hit the gym and come back and hit repeat. So you know, there's a grind to it, but it's worth it if you do it right, if you have the right mentors, if you have a good support system. That's where the balance comes. Yeah, so for me, I do what I can do. When I have a lot on my plate, but as far as balance comes, it's like every day is different and I just do the best that I can do for that day. And then into the times when I don't have the strength, that's when my relationship with God comes in and prayer comes in, where I'm just praying for the strength to even get through, in order to get, because you have to know why you're doing it. And you're always going to hear me say, you have to know your why. Why am I doing this again? It has to be like real, because the grind is real. You know what I'm saying? So understanding your why. So for some people do things in order to get financial freedom. And so, you know, they want to be free financially. They want their time back. They want their life back. They want to be able to travel. They want to be able to spend more time with their children or whatever your why is. That has to be, you know what I'm saying? It's real because the grind is real. So, you know, if you take breaks or if you, I don't even know if it's possible. I believe that it's important to rest. It's important to know when to rest and recharge yourself so that you can get that energy that you need to keep going, of course. But as far as balance is concerned, I believe that balance is only as far as the support system that you have in place to create that balance and having the right people who don't drain you. Right? Because sometimes, especially in a service-based business, you're going to have clients that drain you. You're going to have, you know, custom, like in a service-based business where you're like hearing the pain and the struggle and you're solving that problem for somebody, there's a drain to it. So you do have to have your periods of rest so you can get your rest and keep going. But yeah, so I want to get into some of these systems. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Christina Elkins Thomas, founder of Digital Marketing Mogul. I help business owners, bosses, and coaches find marketing strategies. Welcome to the Digital Marketing Mogul Marketing Monday. It's Marketing Monday. So I've been working with business owners for about 4 years. I've always had dreams of providing business development type seminars and things of that nature. I've always wanted to do it in person. I just got hip to the fact that you can do it online. So I'm like, sweet, I can do this for my house. But I still want to do workshops this year in the city that I live in as well. But yes, I'm passionate about entrepreneurs. My father, he's a paralegal. He actually incorporated a business. I was his secretary at the age of 9. So I've always been like into just business owners, corporations, LLCs, people who have dreams, surrounded by dreamers who are going for what they know, right? So, been helping business owners out for about 4 years, creating commercials, websites, graphics, things of that nature. Right now, I'm focusing more so on ads, digital ad design and digital ads and things like that. But yes, I create this podcast in order to be a resource and a guide of sorts. I don't position myself as an expert expertise on any level, because I'm always learning, I'm always growing, I'm always evolving, and I'm just sharing what I know for the journey with you, right? So I'm not going to go into degrees and accolades, because really none of that matters. We're going to talk about the systems that I use in my business, some of the pros and cons of them. Let me think of five different systems that I use. So let me see. The first system that I use in my business is in order for my social media marketing and for my videos and things like that is Adobe Spark. So I have pros and cons with Adobe Spark, because like the one thing I don't like about Adobe Spark is the fact that you can only do, like, if you're uploading a video, you can only do like 30 seconds at a time. So when it comes to editing them, mine get kind of choppy depending on what I'm doing. Like if I'm doing something, because I actually kind of run ads for my music and things like that. So, you know, if I'm doing something that's music related, if it's a video, it's kind of weird because I have to kind of chop it up. And I don't really like the way it's choppy. It doesn't just flow naturally for me. If I had to choose between Adobe Spark and iMovie, I probably would like iMovie a little bit better when it comes to editing, because the transition is a little bit smoother for me. So, and it's easier for me to just put text in there and do whatever I need to do. So, if I had to choose between the two, I think I would choose iMovie. But I do like some features on Adobe Spark. And that's what I use to edit my videos and things like that. So, that's the first system. I would say Adobe Spark. The second system, I'm not going to count iMovie, because I know everybody does not have like a Mac computer. So if you do have a Mac computer, then you're in luck, because iMovie is pretty slick. You could just kind of take the movie over there and just kind of drop it. And you can also use it in order to make graphics and make YouTube videos, audio YouTube videos with just like a picture on it. If you don't have like a movie video, that's good for me as like a music artist and things like that. But so I'm just going to leave it at Adobe Spark is my first system. So some of the pros is that it actually converts it into a file that you can use on Instagram fairly smoothly. Like if you make a YouTube video on iMovie, you're going to have to like convert it to an MP3 before you can upload it. And then, convert it to a file and then you can share it. So I really don't like that. So I do like the smooth transition as far as it converting whatever it is that you're editing right over, right? So the second system that I use is Planoly. So I'm going to go through these. Like the number one system is the system that I use the most. So the fifth system would be Adobe Spark. I mean, I use it, but I don't use it like all the time because I don't make videos all the time. But I would say the first one is iMovie. The second one is Planoly. So the reason why I like Planoly is because it allows you to schedule out your Instagram stories. So I'm in the process of trying to find, like, I've heard that there's another thing called Later or something like that, scheduler, that you can use to schedule out your Instagram stories. I personally manage like 4 social media pages right now on Instagram. So I need systems that make it kind of easy for me to get in and get out and do what I need to do. So I really like the fact that Planoly, even though there's a little bit back and forth, because when you upload it, you still have to like give it the go in your phone. So you can't just like automatically upload the stories. Maybe you can, I just haven't figured it out. But I kind of like Planoly because for Instagram stories, because Instagram stories are so huge right now, and social media is a full-time job. So my dream job would be to manage somebody's social media 100% when it comes to the stories all the way through. But I would actually have to get compensated for it because it is a full-time job, and I'm not talking about like a $97 thing. I'm talking about full compensation for it, because it's a full-time job, but I could do a really good job if, you know what I'm saying, I could just focus on that one thing. So, yeah, but Planoly, I like Instagram stories. I know that there's a way for you to be able to schedule stuff out different ways and, like, lay it out and then schedule it, but I really don't like Planoly. I don't know. And that brings me to my third system. Third system that I use for my social media marketing is Hootsuite. So I like Hootsuite a lot. I don't know if it's because like when I was in school they showed us Hootsuite and how to use it. I'm kind of biased. I'm a little more comfortable with it. You can use it to listen to different hashtags to see what people are saying about specific hashtags. You can use it for competitor research. You can use it for so many different things, right? And so I don't know. I just like it because I understand it. It's user friendly to me. Like I know Planoly is, but maybe I'm just a little bit biased because I started off with Hootsuite and I know how to just get in there, schedule it out, keep it moving. Don't even have to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm somewhat of a Hootsuite chick, but I don't know. Yeah, so that's my third system. So my first system would be, what was my first system, y'all? Adobe Spark. My second system is Planoly that I use. My third system that I look at almost every single day, whenever I post on social media, whenever I post anything on social media, I go through Hootsuite because for me, it works for me. I love it. Been using it for about 3 years. It's just, I like it. So I don't know. I'm a little bit biased. So something that I use every day for sure is Hootsuite because I love it for scheduling. I love it for posting. I don't like the way when you go over to Instagram that you have to retype in your caption. So if you have like this long paragraph of the story, you might as well wait until like you go to post it and just like verbatim post it or just read it or something, because you're not gonna be able to get everything that you type in your description box with the hashtags and everything if you're using Hootsuite. For some reason, the hashtags don't transfer over. That's the only thing that I don't like about it, but everything else I love about it. You can use it to schedule, you can use it to just whatever, you know what I'm saying? I like it. So yeah, because I'm on my computer a lot, so I could drag and drop my pictures and just let them rip. So another system that I use that I'm not officially gonna put on the list is Photoshop, because I know that for some people Photoshop is a lot, and so it took me about 2 years to really get like good at Photoshop or whatever. And I still wouldn't even consider myself like really good at it. I can make it function and do what I needed to do aesthetically in order to make like something look nice. So yeah, so but I wouldn't use Photoshop as one of my tools. Well, okay, I'm lying. So if I was designing a website, 9 times out of 10 I would use Photoshop in some way, form, or fashion in order to do whatever I need to do for my marketing materials. And when it comes to marketing materials like banners, Facebook banners, and real like retractable banners, those banners that you see when you go to like vendor events, or if you go to like a hospital or a church or something and you see retractable banners, stuff like that, I would definitely use Photoshop for that. I wouldn't play around with any other system besides Photoshop, because I don't even know if they can have the capacity to handle the height and width of different projects. So yeah, but that's not really a system that I'm saying all like that. Another system that I like is Crello. So I don't know if a lot of people are hip to it or not. It kind of reminds you of Canva, but it's not really Canva. You can't really make like planners and ebooks and stuff out of it, but you can get some decent like story templates. You can get some decent Facebook, Instagram posts off of there. I like it because the photos are different from what you see a lot of other people using. So it kind of stretches, you know, my imagination on a different level. The quality of the photos is really nice. The quality of the stock photos over there is nice, especially if you have like a product-based business that's like natural, organic, or something like that. You're going to get like excellent photos for your marketing materials and for whatever it is that you're using to market your business. So I really like them a lot. They're doing this animated post thing that they make it really easy over there. I usually go over there. I do go over there if I'm doing a website. If I'm working on stuff for websites, I will use that in order to create things as well. And I'm just giving y'all all the game because today is Free Game Monday. So my number one tool that I use is Wix. So I love Wix. Like, I love Wix so much. Like, I know how to do WordPress and Squarespace and Weebly and website builder and all of the things, right? All of the different sites. And I understand, like, if you are an artistic person, if you use computers, then you pretty much get how to use almost any platform in order to do what you're going to do. But I love Wix because, like, if you're selling digital products, they make it easy for you. If I'm an author, so for me to put my book on my Wix site, I get paid more. Because if I put it on Amazon, they're going to take out a fee. But if I put my book on my website, it doesn't even have to be a Wix website. But if I put my, sometimes when I'm selling live, if I'm doing a workshop, I'm doing like a writing workshop locally in my city, and somebody wants to be able to buy my books, and I have my books on hand, it makes me, you know, look professional. I don't want to say because I am professional, but it helps, you know, business owners look professional easily and seamlessly. Like, it was so easy for me to upload a picture of my book and upload all my information. So if I'm going anywhere live and in person and somebody has, like, they feel a way about making a payment or whatever, if I have my computer on me, I can say, hey, you know, just go on my website. You can buy as many books as you want. So it really helps me, like, in person. And I know some people use those swipe things, but people feel a way about buying things sometimes. Sometimes I work with nonprofit organizations who have a budget for things and they have to do things a certain way. So for them to be able to go onto the website and actually make that transaction, it helps them. They could print out the receipt and everything. So, you know, but not just that. I also like the way that it has the ability for you to create a membership site. So I know a lot of people who create digital products and different things online, they go to these third parties in order to sell their courses, but you can easily, like, make guarded pages on Wix and make them available to people who are paid subscribers. And there's hidden pages where if you're a paid subscriber, then you can see it. You know, there's different ways, and I see people using Infusionsoft and all these other things, but, you know, if you really, I mean, of course it's going to take a little finessing. But if you really, you know, wanted to create your membership site on Wix, you could. If you wanted to create, like, a university of sorts on Wix, you could. And of course, they would be able to see. You can kind of make it to where certain people only see certain pages based off of what they get, based off of what they're buying. You can set a trigger on it to see, okay, well, if you're a paid member, then you can see this lesson. So if you're saying that part of your subscription is one course a month, then, you know, depending on whenever they join, you could trigger an email to send to them so that they can get those courses, or you could just give them access to the courses that you want them to see. You know what I'm saying? So I believe in automation. I believe that they do have some excellent systems out here, but if you just, like, on a budget and you're just not really in the mood to do all that, you could totally set your website on Wix and have guarded pages and have people pay recurring subscriptions. And there is a way for you to do, like, a PayPal button so that you can have a recurring subscription, but there's a way for you to do it on Wix, and it's totally easy. The people just sign up for it and they get access to certain things other people don't get access to. And a lot of times, if you set up your page, I've had people request access, but they haven't paid, so they can't really get access to it. So that works too. So let's say if you have, like, 5 or 6 recorded courses from doing webinars, you could put them on a page and just kind of have it to where when people sign in, they can see it, but if they're not a member, they can't see it. So that's what I love about it, and it's just, to me, it's easy. Another thing that I like about it, like, I'm an advocate for them because they make it easy. Like, on WordPress, you can do a lot of things on WordPress, but it's not gonna be like Wix. Like, you're gonna have to add plugins, and then you're gonna have to see if that plugin doesn't crash everything else you're doing on WordPress. And so I'm not against WordPress because I actually have a really, really good affiliate program that I work with that makes it so cheap for me to have a WordPress website. But when it comes to just the being able to log in and have things work by themselves and kind of on autopilot, I would definitely choose Wix because, like, and if you're a beginner too, you can just, it is so easy. You can import fonts if you want to. I can go on and on. Like, I'm kind of biased when it comes to that. I don't know if it's the first, if it's because that's the first website I learned how to HTML code on or not. But if I had to choose, I would say Wix. Oh, and also, if you're a newbie to email marketing, you can send out messages, like trigger messages, and now they're making it to where you can customize your messages. It's not as good as MailChimp. It's not nowhere near as good as MailChimp when it comes to automation and when it comes to doing, like, an email course series and stuff like that. Wix cannot touch MailChimp on the email marketing side, but what it can do is help you if you're a beginner. If you're a newbie and you're just working on your consistency, you can learn how to be consistent on Wix. So, as you guys can see, I got my little ponytail today. I got my hair downstairs, but I really didn't feel like making a wig just for this, so y'all get to see the real me without all the extra stuff. And also, I don't know if I'm going to continue doing these Marketing Monday videos. Yeah, I'm still on the fence about it going into 2019. Not sure. But don't feel bad because I did like 25 of them this year, so you can always go on either the Digital Marketing Mogul page and have a group on Facebook called Live Purpose Now. And a lot of the videos are on there. But I don't know if I want to keep doing this on Mondays or not. But yeah, so those are my five tools that I use in my business. And that, I guess that's the end. We hit our 30-minute mark, so I'm about to be out of here. So thank you guys for tuning in. Those of you who missed Marketing Monday, you'll be able to check us out on the podcast. All right? And if you have any questions, feel free to email me at info@digitalmarketingmogul.net. 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 If you didn't get a chance, there's a link in my bio on my Instagram with the email marketing course that we did for this month. For next month, I only do like one webinar a month. So for next month, I'm leaning towards something different. If you have any requests of anything and any marketing questions, feel free to hit me up again. My name is Christina Alcus Thomas, founder of Digital Marketing Mogul. I help business owners, bosses, and coaches find marketing strategies. And thank you for hanging out with me on Marketing Monday. And I can't wait to see you next week. So again, I don't know if this Marketing Monday is something I'm going to do throughout 2019 or not. If you have feelings about it, you can hit me up. Let me know what you think. But thank you again for sharing your time with me, sharing your, I know it's valuable. I don't want to waste it. Yeah. So I will see you next week. I know I'm going to keep doing these videos like until the end of this month, at least. I was thinking about doing like I don't even want to say it. I'll tell you guys about it next week. So thank you guys so much for popping in on me. And I will see you again.